It's StoryCorps Oklahoma. I'm Rachel Hubbard. When refugees arrive in the United States, they spend many of the early years trying to understand the culture, find a job, and build a life. But what happens a generation later? How do they pass on the legacy of survival and grit to their children? Michelle Bowie brought her mom, Mai Nguyen, to the Oklahoma City StoryCorps booth to talk about her pride in being the daughter of a Vietnamese refugee and her fear of not measuring up.
I've always wanted to know, like, how it was that you felt when you were coming over here and when you knew it was the right time to leave Vietnam to come to America.
We took that journey because we couldn't stay there.
Yeah.
It's a matter of, I don't care. We didn't care. That's a matter of life or death. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that out there in the ocean, we're just a teeny tiny dot in that ocean. And I didn't have any fear because I knew that, okay, I'd rather go or I stay back and die, you know. So even though it was so dangerous, we took it.
Yeah.
But for you guys over here, you don't have it. You don't have, you're not going to encounter that, you know. So there's no way you will have to go through what I already went through.
Yeah.
Don't have to look at my life as something that mom and dad achieved so much, you know, went through so much difficulty, yet they were able to do this.
Yeah.
What about us? It seemed like it's so easy around here. I don't know if I can have a chance to prove myself that I could go through that thing.
Yeah.
Don't have to think about it. I don't want to see that happen to anybody.
Yeah. And we've talked about this. I have a lot of really weird guilt for some stupid stuff. But I did feel a lot of guilt and how I might have a bad day. And then I think, well, but I didn't live in a cardboard box for 14 months, you know. And I am very proud of being able to be the daughter of immigrants, you know, and to know that this is a story that I can help pass on, you know, and to friends or family or anyone, and to say, like, yeah, we did come from that, but we're here now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I am just very proud of knowing that you and Bat, of all people, were the ones that raised us after everything you'd gone through.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gong.
You're welcome. So what do you hope to see from me in the next few years, in the next 5 or 10?
Just be like what you are right now.
Yeah.
I don't expect you to go down to the ocean and then try to take a journey and see if you can meet mom.
If I can make it. I wouldn't make it. Like, at all.
Otherwise, I am proud of you. Yeah. I'm so proud of you. You took what I tried to teach you and you let it show. So that's good enough for me.
Thank you for letting me know and reminding me that, like, yes, you guys are proud. Like, we're not a super affectionate family, so sometimes when I doubt it, I have no idea how to even ask.
Oh. It's all right.
Yeah, cool. Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
Yeah. Make sure don't chase my dogs around too much.